Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, hour number three, live, not Memorex. Today is the 26th of July, Tuesday the 26th of July. Hour number three is the 8 o'clock hour East Coast, 7 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Pacific time here in Las Vegas, Sin City. The Root's on fire. My great friend Colonel Joe said, I was talking about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in this last hour and how insane it is that Biden wants to keep giving it away to try and lower gas prices when all he has to do is drill more, baby. Drill, baby, drill. Let Americans drill. We have all the oil in the world under our ground. But Colonel Joe says, your listeners may not know, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is specifically for military to use if we have a major war. It is not so that no matter the external oil supply chain of the world, it is so that no matter the external oil supply chain of the world, our fighters, bombers, tanks, helicopters, how about ships that aren't solar or wind or electric powered, have fuel to still fight a war. It is not an economic reserve. It is a military reserve. Now, I was completely unaware of that. Thank you, Colonel Joe. I did not know that. First time I've ever heard that. I thought it's there in case there's a gas shortage for the consumers of America. But it makes total sense to me that it's there in case there is a war and we're low on fuel, and you got to run the bombers and the planes and the ships and everything else out there. Helicopters, tanks, fighter jets, you name it. Good to know. And it also makes what Biden is doing even more insane, more reckless, more selfish for political reasons. Number two, I wanted to mention an article that I read in the break just now at the UK Daily Mail. And the article is about, let me get the title for you. It is exclusive. Las Vegas's worst water wasters are publicly named and shamed, including Sheldon Adelson and his estate, Mike Tyson, Imagine Dragons Dan Reynolds, UFC boss Dana White, and the Sultan of Brunei. As the big drought intensifies, they're naming and shaming the biggest water wasters in Vegas. So let me tell you what comes to mind. I bring this up, you know, because this is a national radio show, but we're in Vegas. We dominate afternoon drive time in Vegas. And it's always got a Vegas flair to it because I'm a big believer that what happens in Vegas applies to the whole United States. For whatever reason, Vegas is Americana. And everyone in America comes through here a couple times a year on business or pleasure or convention. And it just seems like what happens in Vegas is representative of what's happening everywhere. So I have a couple of comments to make about supposed water wasters being named and shamed. Number one, that's disgusting in America to name and shame people, you know, private people in their private homes. If you want to name and shame, you know, the Bellagio Casino wastewater, Mandalay Bay, MGM properties wastewater, the Wynn Hotel is wasting water. That, in my opinion, is probably fair game. But I don't believe that the water department or the water agency or whatever the hell they call it in Las Vegas, the water and power, whatever it's called, they have no right to name private individuals and how much water they use? They should be sued by all these people. You have no right to embarrass and quote-unquote shame private individuals who own a home because you claim they use a lot of water. That's number one. It's disgusting. And it goes along with what's going on in society. Just jealous people and overall communist, Marxist, socialist attitudes about money. Oh, rich people are bad. Number two, when they see Mike Tyson and Sheldon Adelson, Sheldon's house is 44,000 square feet. Some of the ones they name are 7,000 square feet. I had a 7,000 square foot home that I lost in my divorce. I had a 7,000 square foot home. You mean the fact that someone else has a 1,000 square foot home and I use seven times more water than them makes me a water waster? No, my house is 7,000 feet and theirs is 1,000 feet. I'm not a water waster. If you divided my lot into seven 1,000 square foot homes or apartments or condos, together they'd use the same amount of water as I use. If you took someone who's got five lots like Sheldon Adelson with 44,000 square foot home and you divided it up to five different homes instead of his gigantic mega mansion on those five lots, guess what you'd have? You take the five people, make each out use as much water as Sheldon does. What's the difference? You have no right to shame David Copperfield and Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather and Dana White and tell you how much water they use. You have no right to do that. But it's total jealousy and communism wrapped with idiocy and ignorance. They have a big house because they make a lot of money. Whatever water they use, they pay the water bill. None of your business how much water they use. I mean, I don't know why I'm fighting for them. They don't give a crap about me. I've never had one of those people I'm fighting for say a nice word about Wayne Root or defend me. They'd probably throw me to the dog, throw me under the bus. But I'm going to defend them in the name of capitalism. If you are rich enough to buy a 20,000 square foot house and you use a lot of water compared to the average person who has a small apartment, you use as much water as a whole apartment building. Well, we could knock your house down and build an apartment building, and they would use just as much water as you. So what's the difference? He's a rich guy in a big house. He uses a lot of water. So what? He's paying the bill, isn't he? I mean, the whole thing drives me crazy. And last but not least, here's the really important point when I talk about ignorance. A minute ago, I talked about jealousy, envy. This is liberals getting mad because someone has a big house and they use a lot of water. Too bad. They mentioned that the Summerlin area, this article in the UK Daily Mail, says in three different places, I believe, as I read it quickly, and shows pictures to back it up, the Summerlin area of Las Vegas is very green, and there's plants and shrubs and trees everywhere. And then they show some godforsaken, crappy, poor neighborhood, and they say, there's no trees at all, there's just desert. See what I mean about communism? They aren't going to rest till everybody lives in misery and poverty. The fact that somebody somewhere lives in a bad, poverty-stricken neighborhood in Las Vegas, because they make $12,000 a year, and there's no trees in their neighborhood or their parks, and there's no grass, and it's all desert. And then you go to Summerlin, which is the Beverly Hills of Las Vegas, where I live, and it's all green. Oh, the shame! That's why I chose to live here, you morons. I didn't want to live in a place that looks like a desert. I wanted to live in a place that looks green. You mean that's a crime in America to aspire? That's why houses in a bad neighborhood cost $300,000, and the same house in Summerlin costs $900,000. Because it's green. Because we have trees and grass. Because it's pretty. That's why rich people choose to live here. That's why rich people leave California, and they move to Summerlin area of Las Vegas. Can you imagine that we become such a communist country that the media says, look, here's one area of Las Vegas with ramshackle homes. Everyone's poor, and they have no trees and no grass. And it looks like desert. And here's Summerlin, and it's got green trees and grass. That's not fair. Of course it's fair. We live in the rich neighborhood because we worked our whole lives to earn it, and we spend our money on a much more expensive house because that's where we want to live. This stuff drives me crazy. It really does. It's amazing how communism has crept into all the thinking in America. Because you take a person who is quote-unquote rich, and that person might have very well once been poor, and they fought their way out of poverty, and they earned their rich house in a beautiful neighborhood with big trees and green grass. And the people who are poor may one day be in that neighborhood. Because, God, isn't America great? We have opportunity and mobility. But if you try and make everyone equal, I guarantee you, you get what you have in every communist country in the world. Everyone lives in abject misery, except, of course, for those connected to the government at the top, who have giant mansions and second homes that are giant mansions on a lake, and third homes on a ski slope that are giant mansions. If you're connected to the government, like Nancy Pelosi and her drunk husband, well, then you have everything you ever want and need, but everybody else lives in total poverty and they're your serfs and slaves. Isn't communism great? Isn't that what you want for America? And last but not least, I just want to point out that almost every single drop of water used in a residential home is recycled back into Lake Mead and back out again your faucet. 95% or so of all the water used at a residential home in Las Vegas is recycled, whereas almost all of the water used in casinos and commercial properties is wasted, and that's how Las Vegas has stayed, actually, survived and stayed okay in the midst of a horrible drought. For all this time, we use very little water, because everything in a residential neighborhood is recycled. It's the golf courses and the hotels and the giant lakes and fountains at the hotels that use up all the water, and the residences, it's all recycled water. We don't cause any damage to the water supply. So why would you name people with large mansions and say they're giant water wasters? Can you imagine the nerve? Mike Tyson actually has trees. Dana White actually has trees and grass and two pools. Well, you know what? God bless Dana White. That's America. Dana White earned it. He was once a poor kid, and he made himself a $500 million fortune. God bless Vegas. God bless America. Can you imagine how stupid these people are? WayneRoot@gmail.com, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LeBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBru for Congress.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wayne Allyn Root, Roots on Fire. You know one thing I left out in my tirade, my Root rant in segment about the supposed water wasters in Las Vegas listed in the UK Daily Mail? What I left out, first of all, they're obviously looking for ratings. This is, once again, the evil, nasty media. They just happen to name all celebrities, right? Because they're looking for cheap ratings. Hey, look, if we list Joe Bob, Mary Johnson, nobody would read the article. But let's list Mike Tyson's house. Let's look up all the rich people's houses and see how much water they use. Well, of course they use more water. Their house is 10 times bigger. And you know what? They paid for the house. They earned it. They pay the water bill, they pay the property taxes. And like I said, I think it's 95% of the water in a residential house is recycled. So none of the loss is from residential houses. That's not an issue. They're not water wasters. But here's the real coup de grace, as they say, the real icing on the cake of this story. There'd be no problem in the first place for Vegas or Phoenix or Tucson or L.A. or San Diego. Those are the five big cities that, you know, supposedly are in big trouble if Lake Mead gets lower and lower. There's going to be no water anymore. It has nothing to do with Vegas. The whole L.A. is going to be destroyed. The whole San Diego is going to be destroyed. There's going to be no water. None of it would have ever happened if liberal environmental moron Nazis were not against building desalinization plants in California and piping the water to Vegas and Phoenix and Tucson. There'd be plenty of water for everybody. But these people are so stupid. It's the reason there's all these fires. And they keep saying it's climate change. No, the fires are so big and so intense, not because of climate change. It's because they won't let anybody clean the forest. And also, they're so busy spending so much money on illegal aliens, they should be spending all that money on building gigantic fire crews to fight fires quickly, instead of sending one bomber to drop water and special, you know, chemicals on the fire. Let's have 10 bombers. But you can't afford it because all your money goes to illegal aliens in California, you morons. And you won't let us clean the brush. You won't let us take away trees that have fallen on the surface of the forest. And so you get these gigantic fires that have all the food, all the fuel, is all the stuff that should have been cleared away. The brush. They won't let you do it. The reason there's massive water shortage now, in addition to the fact there is a drought, there's always been droughts. There's periods of too much rain and periods of not enough rain. There's always been climate change. Climate changes. But you would have more water if you were allowed to build desalinization plants in California. But the rich people in California are environmental liberal Nazis, and they don't want it in their backyard. They think it might make their property values go down. They couldn't care less about their fellow man. You know, the same people say, if you don't get a vaccine, you must be a selfish person who wants to kill people. You're going to make other people sick. You're selfish. They don't want a desalinization plant in their backyard. Screw them. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Goldgate Capital, because things are getting so bad that the worse they are, the more you want to own gold and silver. Throughout history, when things are bad and bad things happen, collapses of the economy, collapses, crashes of the stock market, the fact there won't be any more energy and there's going to be long gas lines, the fact there won't be any food soon. When those things happen, you want to own gold and silver, and they go up throughout history. Doesn't mean past performance, doesn't mean it'll always happen in the future, but good chance it will. You got to look at past performance. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, 100% insured. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your very first order. So be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, and tell them Wainwright sent you. So I want to get back to the communist British scientist dubbed Stalin's nanny at her college. They called her Stalin's nanny. These people are all crazy. Insane. And it's, you know, I can't remember the nickname they gave to Obama, but I remember when Obama was at, I think it was Harvard Law School, not at Columbia with me, but at Harvard Law School, they gave him some nickname like Bolshevik Barack because he was such a communist. People never change. When someone calls you a name like that in college, and then you become president 30 years later, you're going to be a communist as president. And right now you got the third term of the communist Barack Obama wrecking the United States. And here's a woman who was a college professor they called Stalin's nanny because she's such an insane communist, and they put her in charge of one of the biggest groups in the World Health Organization. And she wants lockdowns, she wants masks forever, she wants social distancing forever. These people are all crazy. Just like the people who want no one to use water in Las Vegas. If you're rich and you use water, and you've got plants and grass and trees, you're a bad person. Crazy stuff, folks. Wayne Ellerud, be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The economy around the world is slowing. the International Monetary Fund slashing its projections for economic growth to 3.2% this year. Next year's forecast looks even weaker, with the IMF citing inflation and the war between Ukraine and Russia, among other factors. The Commerce Department will release new GDP figures Thursday. Republican Congressman Michael Walz is critical of the Biden administration's handling of inflation, saying it won't deter Russia's president from the war on Ukraine.
As long as gas prices stay as high as they are, Putin will have as much as he needs to continue his war machine.
Record-breaking rainfall is causing flash flooding near St. Louis in Illinois. So far, one person has died, and at least 70 people have had to be rescued. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Right on the roots. The roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. Chief in the house, the root built here in Las Vegas and all over these United States by USA Radio Network and soon by Real America's Voice TV Network and Dell TV Network and many more. Another big deal I can't even announce yet, but it's the biggest of all of them, and that will start in September. So lots to come. Great guests we've been getting on this show. Great job by Andrew Paul, my producer and booker. And we've got Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology used in the COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Robert Malone, Wayne on the Root Show again. Thank you. Glad to have you back.
Hey, Wayne. Hopefully our audio is okay. Glad to be here and talking to you again and to your audience.
Yeah, it sounds clear. Well, I think you sound great. I heard you saying just the other day, and it's the reason I told Andrew, let's get Dr. Robert back on again. I heard you say the vaccine, which I've criticized from literally the first day, as something that is damaging and deadly and dangerous, and it's all come true, right? The horses have all come to pass. I don't know what that saying is that I'm looking for, but everything has come to pass that I've been criticizing. Chickens have come home to roost. I guess that's what I was trying to say. No horses, chickens. But all I could say is, to me, this is a disaster, and it's going down in flames, and they won't admit it. Why can't they just admit it's a failure, it doesn't protect against COVID, and it's making people sick, and it's killing people, and you're more likely to transmit the virus if you're vaccinated than if you're unvaccinated? All of this is, why can't they just admit they made a terrible mistake?
Oh, you're so fortunate to be in Las Vegas instead of here by D.C. That's not the way things work here.
Yeah,
there is no way, just like there's no way that they can backtrack on the involvement of the U.S. government in funding the Wuhan virology laboratory's work that led to this pathogen.
Right. So they just don't, they never, ever, ever, ever are willing to ever say I was wrong or I made a mistake. And it's not even clear it is a mistake. It could very well be an attack on America and on the world by China. And I heard you saying something like that the other day, that the vaccine is a purposeful attack by the Chinese Communist Party. Did I get that right?
More or less. I wouldn't say the vaccine is. I would say that the CCP employed propaganda to advocate for a series of measures like the lockdowns, which severely damaged the economy of the United States and the West and led to significant excess death and disease. I near as I can tell, the problems of the vaccines we did to ourselves, but it's pretty clear now from Deborah Birx's book that she has taken the policies of the CCP and the propaganda of the CCP to heart and, together with Bob Redfield, unilaterally imposed those on the United States and then through the WHO on the West. The WHO switched their policies in response to pressure. They actually did not advocate. They were against lockdowns. They were against the travel restrictions. They were against the masking. It was our government responding to what apparently, if you take Debbie Birx's book at face value, she assimilated as effective practices based on the propaganda that came from the CCP. Now, whether she was a knowing or an unknowing inadvertent agent of the CCP, there's no question that she successfully, I'm talking about the premier of the People's Republic of China, that the CCP successfully locked down and damaged the economy of the West during this and did it intentionally. There's a great book out by Frank Gaffney and others that I think it's the Center for Security Policy. I have it listed in my Substack. It'll be coming out tomorrow. That documents all of this and I think the title is The CCP is at War with America. But there's no question that what the government officials, these administrative state people, are doing is rather than acknowledging their failures and their errors, what they're doing is trying to revise history. So now, as of yesterday, we have Tony Fauci saying he never approved the lockdowns. We have Deborah Birx saying that she never thought that the vaccines were going to be effective. This is the way they're going to do it, is they're going to try to rewrite history.
Right, and I've been arguing for a long time, Dr. Robert Malone, that as the deaths pile up in this vaccine, they're going to make an argument that it's all Trump's fault, that Trump is the one who killed all these Americans. They're going to try and blame it all on him. What do you think about that idea?
Of course. I mean, it's D.C. But that's going to be a hard one to pin. I do think that Mr. Trump needs to be very careful here and seriously consider disclosing some of the things that happened in the White House under Mike Pence. I think he needs to come clean on some of these issues. Of course, they're going to try to throw him under the bus. I think, frankly, the way D.C. works, he ought to turn around and throw some of them under the bus. But there's no question that we're now moving into the blame game phase here. And,
do you think the deaths have gotten so bad from the vaccine and the injuries, the disabled Americans and around the world, that they're going to not have any ability to keep covering it up, even while the media says nothing about it? Everybody's talking about it. Everyone I know is talking about someone they know that got vaxxed and then died, or got vaxxed and got paralyzed, or got vaxxed and got terrible shingles all over their body and they can't work anymore, or got vaxxed and had a massive heart attack, or got vaxxed and had a stroke, or got vaxxed and have a massive blood clot and they can't walk anymore. I get so many letters every day from my fans about this. I can't even keep up with them, Dr. Malone.
Yeah.
So do you think we're at the point now where you can't cover it up?
So, Wayne, I just literally yesterday evening got back from Belgium and the Netherlands, where I was for 3 days talking to other scientists there and doing some podcasts. There's a scientist there, a very senior experienced virologist, academic virologist, that has been looking at the data out of the Netherlands where they do vaccine campaigns. And because they do vaccine campaigns and they also list all-cause mortality, he's been able to do a very tight analysis using all the proper statistics that show that there is a massive excess all-cause mortality which trails the waves of vaccination by something about it along the lines of a week. And I don't want to disclose what his event rate is for the excess death, but it's less than, it's more frequent than 1 in 1,000. So,
well, I mean,
these are huge numbers.
I assume you saw the numbers out of England that in the last 2 weeks of June, 91% of all the people who died of COVID were triple or quadruple vaccinated. And
absolutely.
Then the next day came out 92% in Canada. Maybe it's 92% in Canada in the last couple of weeks.
So, Wayne, I first testified about this in front of the state Senate in Texas a few weeks ago. I don't know if you caught that audio and video clip.
I did not.
So I have been discussing this. These data, it's not just these single data points. This is a trend that's been going on now for months. And as time has gone by, it's gotten worse and worse and worse to the point where it's undeniable. And I'm afraid that if the Netherlands data are predictive, the event rate for excess mortality attributable to the vaccine is going to be quite severe.
Right.
Not to say everybody's going to die. Some people have said that. I'm not saying that. My colleague.
Right. I never said everybody. I've never said everybody. But I'll tell you what I have said, Dr. Malone. I'm sure you don't know this. I just came out with a commentary in the last week that my wedding was 8 months ago. And since my wedding, as the demarcation mark 8 months ago, 33 great friends and family of mine and my wife's have either died or suffered severe medical episodes, and I checked and called their families. All 33 are vaccinated, and yet since my wedding, zero of my unvaccinated friends have either been sick or died or had a single medical episode. Zero versus 33 from one wedding that are vaccinated. Isn't that an incredible number?
It is, and I'm afraid it is not an anomaly.
Right.
This is a huge, huge tragedy in the making right now. And at some point, there has to be a reconciliation. It's useful to remember the disclosure that just came out from the Open the Books group. Tony Fauci, when he retires, his annual retirement pension is going to exceed the annual salary of the president.
I saw. It's
his
amazing.
His wife currently makes more per year than the vice president does. What's going on here is.
Hey, Dr. Malone, let me interrupt you. Dr. Malone, let me interrupt you. We're going to a break. The music's on. Very often the guests can't hear it, but the music is on. And we'll keep you for another segment. We want to hear the answer to this, of what's going on. I want to hear a whole bunch of other answers to questions I've got on the tip of my tongue that I've listed here when we get back. So stay with us. Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology used in the COVID-19 vaccines, is with us. Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire.
And now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Kyle LaBrue for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Kyle is running in CD4 in Missouri, but he wanted to make a big shebang on the Wayne Allyn Root show. He's a big fan of mine, a big fan of the show, listens to the show all the time, an America First conservative with strong, unapologetic conservative roots, as it were. And Kyle says we don't just need Republicans in Congress, we need great Republicans. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. We don't need career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle represents you. Support Kyle LaBrue. Even though you may live far outside of CD4 in Missouri, you can send him a contribution, whether it's $5, $10, $25, $50, $100, $1,000. Please give him some ammo. Give him some money so he can win this GOP primary going on August 2nd, coming up fast. KyleLaBrue.com is the website. Click on the contribute button at the top of the page. KyleLaBrue.com, L-A-B-R-U-E. Kyle LaBrue, L-A-B-R-U-E.com. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. We're back with Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology using the COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Malone, I have to ask the billion-dollar question that everyone listening wants to ask. If you're the inventor of the mRNA technology, how could you be accepting that it's not, that the vaccine is failing? In other words, is it just being used wrongly? Why did you invent it in the first place? Is the way it's being used now not correct?
I guess the answer to all of the above is pretty much yes. I've invented a lot of things in my life, and I've been rigorously trained in bioethics and medical research, and I've objected all the way through to how this has been done. They've cut corners every which way from Sunday, and the consequences is that things were not done properly, the proper tests were not done. And frankly, they've not only damaged the technology and anybody's willingness to use it for things that it could be useful for, like rapid response for warfighters, and they've also destroyed much of the credibility of the entire vaccine enterprise, HHS, CDC, FDA, and clinical research and regulatory affairs norms all over the world. The damage that has been done is profound. And, you know, if you could imagine you spent 40 years in a career building up all the skills and the training and everything just to have a bunch of administrative state bureaucrats rush the whole thing, bungle it, and destroy your inventions and the whole domain that you've been working in, you'd understand how I feel.
Well, another question I've written down that I've got on my mind is explain why so many people, like I mentioned in my wedding, 33 people have either died or had massive heart attacks or strokes or cancer, and they're all vaccinated, and it all happened in an eight-month period, and among the unvaccinated, nothing. So obviously there's a lot of bad things going on out there among the vaccinated population. And yet I speak to people all the time, generally liberal Democrats, who love the vaccine, got vaccinated, can't wait to get the next one, and they taunt me. They go, Wayne, I'm fine. All my friends are fine. How are some people so sick and others are fine? If the vaccine is really that bad, why are only some affected?
Oh, that's a good question, Wayne. So one of the things about this observation you're making, that there's a whole lot of denialism, has to do with my friend that I was just visiting back in Belgium, Matthias Desmet. And for your listeners that aren't familiar with Matthias, you can find his key book. Many people are saying it's the most important book of the last 2.5 years. It's called The Psychology of Totalitarianism, and you can get it on Amazon. He's the guy that came up with the logic of mass formation psychosis that, when I talked about it on Rogan, went nuclear. So that explains part of the denialism, is a lot of people treat the vaccines and the masking and everything else as kind of a tribal ritual to show that they belong to their group. But why, it's still valid, why is only a subset of the population experiencing these effects from the vaccine? I think that the protein level, the spike protein and the dosing that people are receiving is kind of on a bell curve. Some people are at the high end. That may explain part of it. Some people are more susceptible to the blood clotting and other effects associated with this. And one of the things that's becoming clear with the repeated vaccination, or I really prefer to call it repeated inoculations because it really isn't acting as a vaccine anymore, is that it's damaging people's immune systems. And so there's folks that have latent DNA viruses in their genome or in their nerves. You mentioned shingles, good on you. Epstein-Barr virus is another one. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of effects that are out there, and humans are just diverse. Some people have risk factors that are more prominent than other people have. So I think it's all of those things together.
All right, we're on the run. We're up against the news break. We're headed to hour number three. Dr. Robert Malone has been our guest. He is a brilliant doctor and the inventor of the mRNA technology used in COVID-19 vaccines, and always great to have you on. I hope we'll have you back again soon to comment on update on what's going on out there with the vaccines, Dr. Malone. We'll have you on again real soon. Enjoyed having you on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Wayne, and good luck to all of us. It is morning in America. Let's keep that in mind.
Good luck, and God bless. God bless. We need God's blessings. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, we'll be right back. Hour number three coming up next.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.